Welcome back in to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples talking with Robin Cole here this next segment. She is the executive director at Pawnee Mental Health in Manhattan. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a pleasure to have you on again. Lots of news happening, as we mentioned in our previous segment with Dr. Schaefer at the national level, and that includes in the area of mental health as well. As we understand, I think it was yesterday, or maybe the day before, Senator Jerry Moran's bill was signed into law by the president for the National Suicide Hotline.
Yes, and we are very excited about that. That's been a long process to get to that point. But we're all very familiar with 911. And even small children know that if somebody's experiencing a medical emergency, they need to dial 911 and help is on the way. Well, now I think that what's going to happen is we're going to be able to create that same kind of knowledge just within our culture, that if you or someone you know and love is experiencing a suicidal crisis, all they'll need to do is dial 988, and there will be someone there who can help them respond to their suicidal ideas or the threat of suicide. So what the president did was he signed into law the National Suicide Hotline Designation Act. And I'm really glad to hear that Senator Moran is going to be able to be visiting with us all about that a little bit more. But essentially what it requires is that all telephone service providers will have to direct all 988 calls to a suicide lifeline that's being set up, and that'll be by July 16th of 2022. So it'll take a little while to implement, but it's very good news, and it's very exciting to know that there will be this resource that's available to people who will become just as that will become just as common as 911.
Yeah, I think that's a great opportunity here, because that will eventually replace the current line, which is 800-273-8255, which I couldn't tell you that off the top of my head here. It's 800-273-TALK for anybody who may need that hotline right now. But it's hard to remember, and obviously 988, three digits, that's real easy to remember. You can punch it in right on your phone, on your cell phone, and have help almost immediately.
Yes. And so I think this is going to be good, and it will save lives.
No doubt about it. Well, as you mentioned, we're going to have Senator Moran here on the radio tomorrow at 8:45. And that's one of the things he'll be talking with us about is that bill and kind of how it came to be. And Senator Moran's been in the community here recently. I know it was about 2 weeks ago, I think it was. He was in Manhattan, kind of a surprise visit.
That's right. The senator visited Pawnee on October 8th, and he was here to announce an award we received recently from the USDA. It's a rural distance learning and a telehealth award. The award was for $832,000. To expand televideo services to Republic, Clay, Marshall, and Pottawatomie counties. And so we were very honored to have him come visit us here in the Manhattan office and to actually see some of the equipment that the award has provided for us. This was actually the second award from the USDA for the purpose of expanding televideo services. Our first award was received earlier this year, and it was for a little over $495,000 to expand televideo services to Jewell, Mitchell, and Washington counties. And so the total investment from the USDA to help expand telehealth in Pawnee's 10 counties is a little over $1.3 million. So we're very honored to have received this award. I think that what's interesting about this too is that the first award was made before COVID-19. And it was made because the federal government has recognized that there's been an increased demand for telehealth services, that in many rural parts of the country, there are people who don't have easy access to services. And really, we're talking about all healthcare services, you know, whether certainly for Pawnee Mental Health, our big interest is mental health services, but access to telehealth also is important for all the specialties as well as primary healthcare. So what we intend to do is with this funding is to put equipment in our Manhattan, Junction City, and Concordia offices, and then to have providers in those offices provide services through telehealth to the other seven more rural communities, particularly on days where we don't have an office that's open on that day. Pawnee Mental Health serves 10 counties in north central Kansas, and we have offices in every county that we serve, but not every office is open every day. But as you know, healthcare emergencies, whether they are physical healthcare or behavioral healthcare, don't just happen on the days that the doctor's in town. Sometimes emergencies happen on days when the doctor's out of the office. And so what this equipment will allow us to do is that if there are situations that arise or needs that occur on days when the local office is closed, it will allow us to take a provider who is in one of the offices where there are more clinicians available or on duty, and it'll allow us then to take those video or take those services into those offices that are closed. And part of how that's going to happen is that we'll be setting up equipment in the local county health departments. And so if the Pawnee Mental Health office is closed, but someone needs an urgent or an emergent service, they can go to their local county health department and be connected through this equipment to a mental health provider from one of Pawnee's larger offices. So we're really excited about this. I think there'll be a lot of other applications or a lot of other ways in which the equipment can be used. But clearly, there's going to be increased demand for access to these kinds of services. And the COVID-19 pandemic has really shined a light on the fact that we have a need. And when I say we, I don't mean just Pawnee Mental Health. I think that just our healthcare system has a need in general to be able to deliver services to people wherever they are and whenever their need occurs.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. We have a caller here, one of our loyal listeners here, joins us on the phone. Good morning, Robert.
Yes, I was wanting to talk to you about, as loyal taxpayers supporting your operations through our government entities here and around the area, with this weather change now, we've got the 300 homeless children in our school system here, which also have 300 homeless mothers or parents sleeping in the car with the kids. or couch surfing. Well, with the courts opening back up, we're going to have an onslaught of rental evictions and mortgage evictions for mortgage holders, as well as in the state as outside the state. And it will be a real onslaught. This local government entity owns the Christian church downtown, a fully functioning building with conditioned air, doors, locks on the doors, bathrooms, showers, water facilities, in case of the laundry application. But it's an opportunity for you to express your knowledge of the mental illness that also comes with growing up in poverty and people not having a secure, warming place to overlook their families. And you would have an opportunity here to make use of that building before they tear it down. That's where I'm getting to the point. Thank you so much for your consideration.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your call. I think that, you know, one of the things that certainly your comments illustrate is that there are a lot of people who have concerns and a lot of people who have needs in our community. And a lot of these different needs can contribute negatively to mental health. And October is National Depression and Screening Month. And October 8th was National Depression Screening Day. And we focused on that day as being a day to encourage members of the community to come into our offices for free depression screens. We, you know, in recognition of the fact that people are hurting and really suffering, we have made those free depression screens available throughout the month of October in recognition of National Depression and Screening Month. So I would just encourage, you know, anyone who's listening and who is wondering whether what they're experiencing might be depression, to go to our website, take a look at that, or stop by the office at Claflin and ask for a free depression screen.
All right. Got to take a quick break, Robin. We'll be back and continue our conversation after this on News Radio KMAN.